Welcome to the second edition of What Would You Do NBA Offseason. And we are discussing the Houston Rockets. So the Houston Rockets this NBA season had what some people think of as a somewhat disappointing of a season. They put all their chips in one basket. They traded for Russell Westbrook in the offseason to pair up with his good friend James Harden. Their big three was Harden, Westbrook, and Capella. And then during the season, as it progressed, Daryl Morey, Mike D'Antoni, and company went all in on the small ball lineup, getting Robert Covington during the trade deadline, moved on from Clint Capella, traded him to Atlanta. They stuck with the small ball lineup. And as we all know, the COVID pandemic hit and the Houston Rockets sit kind of struggling. They were at the sixth seed at the time. And when the bubble opened up, the Houston Rockets were able to work their way up to the fourth seed. They beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, who they traded Chris Paul to in seven games. And they wound up going against the Los Angeles Lakers in the second round. They won game one of that series. Everybody thought Houston was going to take over, but the Los Angeles Lakers kind of set them straight, and the Lakers went on to win four straight, and the Houston Rockets lost four straight games in the playoffs, once again ending their season. And as we look at the Houston Rockets, even throughout the playoffs, two consecutive years ending in second-round exits. We look at 2019 ended in a second-round exit in six games against the Golden State Warriors. And now this year, a second-round exit against the eventual champion, Los Angeles Lakers. Let's first, before we talk about the free agents that the Houston Rockets have, let's talk about their head coaching situation. Caleb, as you already know, the Houston Rockets, they fired Mike D'Antoni during the offseason, and they brought in the new head coach, Steven Silas, who was the assistant coach for the Dallas Mavericks during the time. He is now the head coach of the Houston Rockets. And if you're a Houston Rockets fan, what do you expect from Steven Silas to make Westbrook and Harden a better duo than they already could be?
You know, with that being said, you know, they're gonna have to get a big man around them, and that's something where in this offseason they have to approach that. And they don't have a lot of cap space, so it's not like they're gonna, you know, go get an Andre Drummond or somebody like that. They could acquire somebody like that in the trade. But the thing is, they want to keep the pieces that they have. You know, with them trading for Covington, with them trading for PJ, and not trading for PJ, but having PJ and Eric, they want to keep those guys together because those are a good core three role players. They just need one more person that can do the job and get the job done on the rebounding side of the ball, because they couldn't get it done against the Lakers. You know, all they had to do was put some bigger guys out there, slow the game down, and the Lakers did their thing. So with that being said, they're going to have to go get somebody big in the offseason. Like we discussed, they don't have a lot of cap space. So that leads me on into the next question, and it's, what would you do? What centers are you going to target? Are you going to target a center in the draft? Are you going to target a center in free agency? What would you do?
If I were the Houston Rockets, what I would do, I would do both. I would actually target a center in the draft.
And who? Who's that center in the draft that you want to target? Because, you know, I don't even think they have a first round pick. So I think it's going to be somebody in the second round. Although you can still get a 7-footer in the second round, but how effective can this 7-footer of this big man be? Because that's the question right there. They can draft a young man and he can grow and learn, but is he going to be immediately effective? We don't know. They could go in free agency and convince somebody that could be immediately effective. So,
in my personal opinion,
what center are you talking about?
My personal opinion, in the draft, since they're most likely going to have a second round pick, I mean, I'll do a little more research to see what pick the Houston Rockets have, but in the second round, if there's a guy, like if somehow Vernon Carey Jr. out of Duke slips down into the second round, if there's even a guy like a Nick Richards out of Kentucky, if on the Houston Rockets, I see those guys in the second round, I might as well take a chance on them. Now, one thing I will say, the center that they draft is not going to be a guy that starts right away. I'm not saying you draft a center in the second round and instantly start him. No. What I was thinking of, if I'm the Houston Rockets, and with my second round pick, I just look and see what center is best available, draft him, and then sign a veteran in free agency, whether that is maybe I want to take a chance on DeMarcus Cousins, bring him back on a one-year minimum deal. If Dwight Howard wants to bring it back in Houston, whether maybe go after a contract for Hassan Whiteside if he wants to go on a cheap one-year prove-it deal. But, I mean, if I'm Houston, I think going for the center in the draft is the way to go, because you don't have Clint Capella now. You moved on from Clint Capella. And, I mean, you look at it, in my honest opinion, even if the Houston Rockets had Clint Capella, I still think they could have maybe made it further. I don't think they would have got past the Lakers, but I do believe they could have maybe gotten a third seed. Like, they could have maybe overtook Denver for that number three seed. Like, they very well could have, but they bought into the small ball lineup and it didn't work. And now it's kind of, and the thing with Houston is you can't really start from scratch because you have big contracts from James Harden and Russell Westbrook. And
I mean, but the thing is, what they can do, like, they can go and trade. Like, and a big man that's out for trade, that's for sale right now, don't tell anybody I told you, but Al Horford. If they could sell low on Al Horford, then, hey, I'll take it. You know, the most I would give Philly is Eric Gordon. You know,
that's actually a pretty genius trade, Caleb. That's the first time I ever heard you bring that up. That would be such a smart move for Houston to do. And you could still draft a center in the draft to learn from a guy like Al Horford, who's a veteran in this league, who's been around a long time.
Because they got to win now. You know what I'm saying? And I agree with your statement how he is a veteran, and I think sometimes drafting a young center can look like, oh, that can change the dynamic of the team, like to almost a small to like a big ball type of team. But no, I mean, like I said, if Houston can keep that core three together, Covington, Gordon, and Tucker, and get a big man like who I mentioned, like who you mentioned, Nick Richards.
Yeah, like Nick Richards and Al Horford.
They'll be straight, you know? And that leads me into my next question, where we go into the next part of what would you do? What would you do? You have Austin Rivers contracts coming up. So, you know, with that being said, what would you do?
Now, obviously, for Austin Rivers' player option, I believe it's only $2 million. Mm-hmm. Austin Rivers is most likely going to decline that because, in my opinion, he is definitely worth more than $2 million. But if I'm the Houston Rockets, I do everything I can to bring him back because, essentially, it's kind of what other point guard do you have besides Russell Westbrook and Austin Rivers? There really isn't that guy. And if you lose Austin Rivers,
if they got a chance to, you know, this leads me to another question. If Austin does walk, what point guard do you attack? What would you do?
Rajon Rondo.
That's what I was going to say.
That's the only other point guard option you have to get. Rajon Rondo. We saw it when he was with the Los Angeles Lakers. He's a guy who has championship experience. He's now got two championships, one with the Celtics, one with the Lakers. We saw how well he performed in the playoffs, especially in that game six. Like Rajon Rondo was dominant in the game six. And Rondo isn't a guy, he's not those point guards that put up, you know, 20 points, 10 assists kind of games. No, he's a point guard where, you know, he's going to get, he'll get, you know, eight to 13 points, but that boy gives you assists. Like, he can get assists on a dime. He can get you 10, 15 assists a night. And then on top of that, in crunch time, Rajon Rondo is one of the smartest players in the NBA that we know today. I mean, that's why the Los Angeles Lakers were so effective in their championship run. They got LeBron James, who is an athletic freak of nature, and he's one of the smartest players in the NBA. He knows what's going on. And you pair him up with Rajon Rondo, another guy who is smart with the ball, knows what to do, barely makes any bad decisions. And if he goes to Houston, he could, I mean, I know Russell Westbrook has been in the league for almost like 13 years, but Rondo could be kind of a mentor, kind of tell Russell Westbrook, hey, don't force the ball. Don't force yourself to drive to the hole. Don't force yourself to make the pass. Just simply let the game come to you. Like, I know Westbrook, because what I love about Westbrook is he gives it his all. He gives it 100% day in and day out. But there comes a point where you just simply have to tone it down and trust your teammates. You know what I mean? Like, there comes a point where you can't just rely on everything yourself. You can't just be based on like, oh, it's going to be only me or Harden. You're going to have to trust guys like Covington to hit the shot, like Eric Gordon to hit their shot, even Austin Rivers, Thabo Sefolosha. You have to trust your guys to hit those shots. And if Austin Rivers does walk from the Houston Rockets, I would agree with you, Caleb, the next best point guard option is Rajon Rondo. Now, I would say Fred VanVleet, but I think Fred VanVleet is going to ask for a lot of money. And he deserves it as well. And another player that I would watch out for is possibly Goran Dragic. If Goran Dragic wants out of Miami, I wouldn't be surprised if Houston's one of those teams where they're like, you know what? We can't get Austin Rivers for the money that he's asking for, but we can have, and in my opinion, I think what the Rockets should do is offer Austin Rivers at least like eight to $10 million. If Austin Rivers declines that one, if Austin Rivers declines the $8 to $10 million deal, then I would simply offer that same contract to go on Dragic. And if Dragic accepts that, then I take on Dragic. Or what would make things even better is if you somehow convince Austin Rivers to accept the player option, and then on top of that, get Goran Dragic in the offseason. That's a three-headed monster at that point guard position. You can start Westbrook. You could have Dragic come off the bench. You could then have Austin Rivers be like a shooting guard. You could start Rivers at the shooting guard and have Eric Gordon be that sixth man, which he was dominant in 2018 as a sixth man. I think Eric Gordon won sixth man of the year in 2018, the year the Houston Rockets made it to the Western Conference Finals. So, you know, it's one of those where the Houston Rockets, they got a lot of stuff to work on, whether they draft a center in the draft, sign one in free agency, or if they don't bring back Rivers, then sign a guy like a Rondo or a Dragic. But they're a team where they have a lot of stuff to work on, and it'll be interesting to see how they compete in the Western Conference, because they're one of those teams where if Westbrook and Harden are clicking and they aren't melting down in the playoffs, they could be one of the teams to beat in the Western Conference. But the Western Conference is so stacked. You got the reigning defending champion Los Angeles Lakers. You got the Clippers after a humiliating 3-1 blown lead this postseason. You best believe they're going to bounce back and give it their all, especially with it being a contract year for Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. You got Denver, who just made it to the Western Conference Finals. They aren't going away anytime soon. Golden State is fully healthy and ready to go, and they have the second overall pick. I mean, we don't know what kind of moves they got up their sleeves. They might end the NBA and go out and trade for Giannis Antetokounmpo with the number two overall pick. We have no idea what the Golden State Warriors are going to do.
Yeah, Golden State's a whole different story. I don't think Milwaukee even accepts that trade.
Whenever we discuss the trade. Whenever we discuss those teams, we'll see what kind of options they go with. But the thing with Houston is they're kind of stuck. Like,
yeah, they can't do too much. They're out of position.
They're in a bad position. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Caleb. In my opinion, the worst position to be in the NBA is being stuck in the middle. In my opinion, I would rather be stuck in a position of tanking because I know what I'm doing. I'm acquiring young guys and tanking and building through the draft. I know what I'm doing. If I'm a competing team like the Los Angeles Lakers, I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm competing for a championship. All I need is maybe a piece or two, and I'm right there. And then you got those teams that are in the middle. Teams like the Orlando Magic, they're stuck in the middle. You know, they can compete, but then you know they're going to be a first-round exit.
Yeah,
and even
Houston's not stuck in the middle.
I like to hear your take on that, but I'm gonna finish mine with why I believe they're kind of in the middle. I just named off four teams that I believe are better than the Houston Rockets, and they're right there at number five.
Who?
Lakers.
Okay.
Clippers.
Okay.
I'd personally say Denver's better.
Okay.
And I would personally say Golden State, when they're fully healthy, with Steph coming back, Clay, Draymond's going to be better, and that second overall pick.
But also, here's the thing. When you're at a point of competing, you got to let the team compete. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But don't get me wrong. Houston has been competing. They have been competing. That when they had Chris Paul, they went through that series of competing and being almost at the top of their game to where they could have won a finals. They got in that.
But they had a solid bench.
They had a solid team, solid squad. Now they just traded for Russ. You know, he's in the prime of his career. He just won MVP 2 years ago. And then Harden just won last year. So you got to let these guys compete. So I don't think they're in the middle. I think they're at a point where they got to make a decision. They give these guys two more years, you know, or you know, whenever Harden's contract ends, you got to see where his head's at, you know. And that's that leads me to another question. And what would you do? You know, you have to check on where Harden's head's at. And what I'm doing now is I'm checking where his head's at. I'm like, hey, are you trying to commit to a longer term? If we could sign him up longer, let's sign him up longer to another 4-year contract and lock him in for 6 more years. Right? Mm. If not, then maybe we trade him and get assets. And then maybe we trade Westbrook and get some more assets. But they got to let these guys compete. They got to give these guys 2 more years. They got to give these guys one more piece. And if it comes down to it all, they can get one more piece. You can easily ship out Covington, Gordon, Tucker, and a first round wherever you got it, and go get somebody. You telling me you can't get somebody with that?
You definitely can. And I love what you threw out.
Chris Middleton, you could get somebody.
Yeah, and I definitely loved. As you guys know, Caleb and I are a part of the Unwrapped Sports Network. We were in a group chat. Caleb mentioned a really great point. So whenever we discuss the Philadelphia 76ers, obviously we know Daryl Morey left the Houston Rockets and actually went to the Philadelphia 76ers. And Caleb made some really good points. He said that if the Houston Rockets are going to be competing, that they should trade Joel Embiid. I believe so, Caleb. You could correct me if I'm wrong. And here, you know what? I'll even let Caleb state his case because I don't want to mumble up his words.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I that was appreciate the kind words, bro. That was a good shout out. Appreciate that. I think I was talking about Philly and how Daryl Morey was hired of, you know, basketball operations. He got that little position out there, and that was they're there to lure James Harden there. So that's something that they can expect. And I thought James Harden, Ben Simmons, and Joel Embiid would be a good, you know, three-piece combination out in Philly. But being Houston, you know, and being Philadelphia is in the position that they're in, that does bring up a question. Maybe Robert Covington and Eric Gordon and PJ and a first doesn't get it done for Joel. Maybe they have to throw in Russell Westbrook and maybe Eric. If that's the case, that might be pretty solid.
Yeah, and I want to come out and say this one question. If you're the Houston Rockets, you want to go full rebuild. You think you're going to be competing anytime soon. But you like the assets that you could possibly get from Philadelphia. Do you think it could be the same situation where when the Rockets basically swapped with the Thunder, the Rockets basically gave Chris Paul and like four first-round picks for Russell Westbrook? Do you think Houston would ask the same thing from Philadelphia? They would simply say, look, we know that Daryl Morey is there, but if you want James Harden, you got to give us a guy like a Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid and four first-round picks. Like, if you're Houston, do you want that kind of a deal, or do you just simply want
Of course I want it. Of course I take it. Ben in four first rounds, but they're not getting it. They're not getting it. Nobody's giving that up. His contract's coming down. He has like two more years left. So that them having Daryl Morey is already giving them that upper hand, kind of how the Lakers have Giannis's brother. Giannis has a championship. He sees his little brother is established. He's already got a taste in the organization. You think they're not out in wherever they are, Greece, talking about how the Lakers season was and how the locker room was? Of course they were talking about how the experience was, you know? So, I mean, that's something that players bond over, and things like that are little advantages that you have to pay attention to. So with your question being what it was, yes, I do think that it's a amazing trade and I'm taking it, but no, I don't even think it gets offered.
All right, and I want to kind of delve into more of the head coach, Steven Silas. He was as I mentioned earlier, the former assistant coach from the Dallas Mavericks, obviously the head coach of Dallas, a well-experienced coach. Rick Carlisle is a defending – he was an NBA champion. What do you believe, Caleb, he can bring, you know, to the Houston Rockets? But before I kind of throw that out to you, I kind of want to mention, since you're back in, what do you believe Steven Silas could bring to the Houston Rockets that was different compared to Mike D'Antoni? Obviously we know Mike D'Antoni as a guy who runs a quick, fast paced offense. Do you think Steven Silas is going to bring that same kind of mentality, or do you think he's going to prioritize more of one thing compared to another?
I think I'm interested in seeing on what they run, you know, how they run the system, you know, with D'Antoni being the coach, they're obviously running a very, very unique system. And that's different from any other coach. So it starts with the offseason and with the moves that they're going to make. So with the move, depending on the moves that they're going to make in the offseason, it's going to depend on the system they run. And I'm sure they're going to run a new system. So I think with the system is how they're going to first off judge the coach and then the record, how they're going to display. So it really starts with the moves in the system and if you can get people to buy in. We're going to tell really quickly if you can get people to buy in. I think, you know, we'll be able to tell at the beginning of the season if if these guys are bought into what he's trying to teach.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you as well. I kind of want to see what Steven Salas is going to do. Like, what is he going to bring in? And I just simply want to see what's the difference going to be. Is he going to be more defensive oriented? Is he going to prioritize more of the Houston Rockets defense than compared to the offense, or is he simply going to try to do what Mike D'Antoni does, kind of bring more of an offensive fast pace? And you also have to think, Steven Salas, he was a part of Luka Doncic's breakout season, so he might kind of see like what Luka was able to do, and he's like, all right, I had a duo in Dallas and Luka and Porzingis. Obviously, there are two different positions than Harden and Westbrook. You know, Harden and Westbrook, they're kind of point guard, shooting guard. But if I'm Salas, I could probably simply go, all right, I could design some plays for Russ and Harden. And my interesting thing is, and if you want to, Caleb, you can answer this as well. I want to see who gets the ball at the end. Is it going to be James Harden because he's been with the franchise for so long? Or is he going to trust more and Russell Westbrook? I kind of want to hear what you have to say about that. Do you think Salas is going to trust more of James Harden, or do you think he's going to trust more of Russell Westbrook?
I think it's going to be definitely James Harden in the fourth quarter. That's who's going to go to. It's going to go to James Harden. When the clock's coming down, it's going to go to Harden. We need somebody who can stretch the floor out and shoot the three. So I think for sure, no question, it's going to go to Harden. Then again, I think he's going to try to get Russ going first three quarters of the game. First quarter, get going. Second quarter, get going. Third quarter, try to get going. Fourth quarter, you know, it's going to be hard in time. So it's going to be funny. It's going to be, you know, something we have to pay attention to, how he gets both guys going, when he gets both guys going. And I think Harden will for sure be fourth quarter. And then Westbrook is going. He's going to try to get him going at the beginning of the game for sure.
And to close out this segment of what would you do, NBA offseason edition, Houston Rockets. I mentioned what the Houston Rockets should do in the draft. I believe they should go after whatever best center prospect was available, whether that be Nick Richards out of Kentucky, or if Vernon Carey Jr. somehow falls into the second round from Duke University. I kind of want to hear what you have to say, Caleb. Do you agree with me in simply saying they should go for more of a center? And this is draft related. I know you mentioned they should possibly trade for Al Horford, but from a draft perspective, do you think they should still go after a center in the second round? Or do you think they should simply say, you know what, we're just going to take what's best available, whether that be a point guard, whether that be a shooting guard, whether it be a small forward, a power forward, or a center? I'd like to hear what you have to say related to that.
I think they need to go for a big for sure, but if they find a three-point shooter that's a consistent three-point shooter, they might have to go get him too, just being that they're already bought into the small ball lineup. Like I said, that it depends on, you know, what they do in the offseason. If they want to buy more into the small ball lineup, that's fine. They just have to know that this shooter is going to be dependent on to make shots and come in and be effective. So if they could find like a guy like a Duncan Robinson, they can get lucky, you know, because if you put Duncan Robinson on that team, I mean, he's going to get at least 17 threes a night, and probably all 17 of them might be open, wide open, with the playmakers that he has around him. They don't need a playmaking point guard. If they can get a playmaking point guard that can create his own shot off the bench and score and be effective right now, yes, that like on a best available type, yes, they need to go with that. Other than that, if they don't find those two guys on the bench, I think they need to play it safe and just get a big, get a young big, and maybe even if they can, I would try to trade for Thomas Bryant. Thomas Bryant is a young big that would be solid for them. Like, solid. Wouldn't help them too much, but, you know, somebody like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was definitely an interesting point there. I love the point of you bringing up Thomas Bryant. And I think any big would help the Houston Rockets, whether it's him coming off the bench or even him being a starter. Like, he's shown, like, when he was with the Wizards, he could definitely you know, help contribute to mm-hmm. to any team. You know, I remember him.
Kevon Looney, another good guy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even Kevon Looney. It'll be interesting to see what the Houston Rockets do. Hopefully the Houston Rockets follow what you and I have stated. I believe you and I have both made some really good cases to where
the Rockets
could very well be back in into this thing. Do you have anything else to add, Caleb?
No, you know, I it's not too much you can do with the Rockets. It was a fun episode of this edition of What Would You Do? Again, you can find me on Instagram at @1CalebConan. You can find me on Twitter at @CalebConan2. And you can find my LinkedIn right there to other stuff as well. And yeah, you can check me out there. Matt, tell me.
Yeah. And then you could check me out on Twitter at @ScuraMatt. You could check me out on Instagram, Matt_Scura19. And thank you for checking out the NBA edition. What would you do? And the offseason Houston Rockets edition. And we are out of here.
That's it.